Welcome back to Real and Raw with Ben Taylor. My goal inside of this podcast is to give you a experience and an idea of what's going through my head and what I'm working on a day-to-day basis, and provide you the opportunity of just questioning yourself of what's going on the inside, what's going through your head on a day-to-day basis. Inside of this podcast, I go through a process that I use called stacking, which is the mental rewiring and reframing of my own mindset to be able to help me grow, change, and develop into the person that I'm called to be. Inside of this, I've had many, many, many of these stacks that have radically transformed my life, helping me eradicate the stories that I believe, the lies that I was telling myself, the way that I was showing up in such a negative and an abusive way. If I can help you with any of this, you can go to rawmotivations.com. Would love to be able to help you move forward in the healing process that you're going through today. So let's go ahead and dive in today. Looking back over the past week, there's been several stacks that have been absolutely huge and influential in myself. And starting off, we kicked off the week of killing three of my lies. This is going to be a little difficult because some of these are vulnerable of what's actually going on underneath the surface and what my mind is actually thinking and in processing in the moment. So stepping into this, I'm dealing with myself. I'm dealing with my insecurities. I'm dealing with my fears. I'm dealing with this piece of being able to trust God fully. And writing in here, God is in pursuit of my all, my trust, my will, my emotions. He's in pursuit of who I am and how I need to show up day to day. The only thing holding me back from me developing further and further is just myself. Like, that's it. There's not anyone else saying that I can or can't do anything. There's not anyone else holding back my own growth or my mindset. It's just me. And I have to let go of all the pieces that are holding me back, that are pulling me back over and over and over. And so there's this piece that I was thinking of. I have to let go of what I'm climbing in order to rise past where I'm climbing. Now, it might sound counterintuitive, but it's this idea of like clinging to the side of a mountain. Like, imagine you're clinging to the side of a mountain, struggling to be able to climb, to be able to get to the next like peak, the next piece of the mountain, and to rise up farther and starting to freak out of like, I'm really freaking high on this mountain. What is going to happen? And I'm holding onto the mountain, my hands are shaking, like I'm tired, my legs are starting to tremble because they're trying to be able to keep up. My breath is like raspy and laboring as I cling to the side of this mountain in hope that like I might be able to continue to move forward. But there's this fear that starts coming in. And this fear that comes in as I'm climbing this mountain is telling me that I can't do it. That this is too hard, that I'm never going to get to where I'm trying to go. I'm not going to develop to be the person I want to be. I'm not going to grow to how I want to be there. And so I cling there, just wearing myself out, stressed out. At the time, not realizing that if I would let go, there's a big shelf 6 inches below me that I can rest and I can trust to hold me, to give me comfort on the climb of where I need to be. And so often in life, it's this way where we're trying to hold on so tightly to something, not being able to let go, not being willing to let go, and thinking, I can't do this. I can't let go. But sometimes it's a process of letting go and trusting. It feels like death sometimes, because it is. It's death to who I once was. It's death to ego. It is a death to the man that I used to be. It is a death of the thoughts, the feelings, the emotions of a man that was doing it all on his own and now actually doing it in the arms of God. That's what I'm resting. And that's what I'm trusting in him fully. But there's this battle. Like, there's this battle inside of me that comes to trusting him fully. There's this doubt that wants to start creeping into my life. The what ifs that want to take over and the fears that I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I'm good enough. I don't know if I'm worthy. All these thoughts. So many lies that have been there. So many things that have kept me back from who I'm called to be. And so I was able to work through one of these lies. And I believe I talked on it last week of this whole idea of I can't do it on my own. This was a lie. This was not a lie like apart from God, but this is a lie that I was not willing to step out in faith that I could do it. That I could actually win, that I'm allowed to succeed, that I'm allowed to move forward. And so I have permission and grace and the responsibility to rise. That was a new piece that came out, was the responsibility to rise. Not because it's puffing me up or that I have to rise to look this amazing person or anything like this, but I have to continue to grow myself and develop who I am so I can continue to lead others. This process of leading myself leads my family. Leading myself leads the clients that I served. But then we have to get to a place of giving this piece of trust and having it kill the lies that I have. And so I step into several different lies. First lie, it's really interesting. First lie that came up, it stemmed from an Instagram DM. There was a DM that somebody sent me and they were just going off on me. It was probably just a narcissist that was mad at me for like breaking up their relationship because I told the woman to leave or something like that. And this person was just attacking me and my character of like, who are you to do this? You're not a certified psychologist. Why are you giving this advice? Like, you should be ashamed of yourself. Like, I can't believe you charged for this. Like, there's so many different pieces. All the while, they're not realizing that a lot of other people charge for stuff. And this is my business. This is what I do for a living, is actually help liberate people. It's one of the most rewarding businesses in the world because you get to see people actually transform and provide them the tools and resources to do it. Absolutely phenomenal. It's amazing. But inside of that exchange, there was this piece, this little lie that started to form in the back of my head. And part of it was triggering this piece of unworthiness. Part of it was triggering this piece of I'm not good enough. Part of it was triggering this piece of who am I? Like, how am I the guide to liberate these people? Like, why me? Like, I'm not qualified. I'm not good enough to do this. I'm not. And so the lie that came out of this actually triggered back this piece of worth and this piece of money as well. So it's super triggering. First lie, I can't charge high prices because women abused do not have the money or resources to invest in themselves. It sounded different in my head when it came out. So I'm going to go with it. We're just going to go with it. There's a story that was along the lines of women in narcissistic relationships can't afford what I do. I know that that's logically untrue. Like, that's taking and looking at only a small segment of the entire world. But there's been a story that I've been operating in the background for like several years. Where'd it come from? When I first started out on social media, I was engaged with several other groups of people that were inside the realm of narcissistic abuse. Different people that I would call friends, different people that were like work acquaintances, things like that. And I started to realize as I continued to invest in myself that the people inside that group were not willing to rise, at least at that time. Some have since then, some haven't, and some have left the whole industry. And so inside of that, I realized that there was a piece of the mindset of the group that was actually holding me back. Like, it was having me struggle to push forward. I'm trying to push as far as like how I'm communicating, how I'm developing the businesses, the things that I'm running, all these things. I'm realizing this isn't going to work out. There is such a limited mindset in growth and development and in the coaching industry inside of all those people. It just wasn't going to work out. People were struggling in growing their businesses. And I was on the other side investing a ton of money into myself and not being able to do the same into my business because a lot of that limited mindset that was leaking over. And so inside of this, people were not thinking about what they were doing in like a high ticket coaching environment. They weren't willing to just because the story they're telling themselves. And so I took a lot from them. Like, I started to like think about that, bring that into me, and it started to affect me in a limiting mindset. It was affecting everything that I was doing inside the business. And it was huge. Like, so I started to pull away. I was like, I can't do this. At that time, I was investing in a warrior and I was inside counsel. And so I'm looking at them and they're struggling to be able to make decisions of, do I charge, you know, $75 an hour versus $50 an hour? And I'm here on the other side spending $37,000 for the year investing in myself. That's not even to account for therapy and several other like mentorship pieces that I've done. And so my mindset was like quickly adjusting. And I'm like, I'm investing way more money than some of these people into what they're doing versus like getting a coaching certificate for like $100 or $1,000. I never got one of those because honestly, I felt like it was a disservice to my clients because I realized people were just doing it to check a box and to validate their own credibility. Instead, I'm like, I'm going to teach from what I live. I'm going to just show people this is what it here. So anyways, like, why is it still here? That was part of the question of the lie. Like, why is this lie still here? In first connecting with people, I did not have a system to see who had the money and who was committed to the growth. As a result, I would see anyone and everyone. That was not helpful for me or my mindset. It started this defeated thought process while seeing people who just wanted free advice, who wanted therapy really cheap, and wanted to stay in victim mode. That was a big piece, as oftentimes people say they want change, but they're not willing to sacrifice and to grow and to develop when there is not an exchange. Think of it this way. When there is not an exchange of money in a counseling, coaching, or therapy session, there is this emotional tie and cord that gets bonded between the two people. And as a result, the other person does not have the same amount of insight and just get up and go drive to actually change. Think of it this way. When you've said something to your friend and when you've said something to your spouse and they haven't changed, but then they get that advice from someone else that they're paying and all of a sudden they change, you're like, why didn't you listen to me? Well, part of it is that exchange of money piece. But it started to internally frustrate me when I've invested this past year, just Warrior alone was $37,000. But it's been right in the stack here, $60,000 into my own personal coaching and development, not to mention around $6,000 just in therapy as well. It's been a massive investment in my life. And then I turn around and don't think that I have the information to communicate to other people that are in it. And I think, oh, I'm not worthy. All these stories have hit me really hard. Part of the reason was so hard too is the fact that my writing is kind of crazy because sometimes I just write really fast. Part of it was hard to be able to see this is that I was getting in front of the wrong clients. Like ones that would just sap my energy, that would stay as the victim, that wouldn't listen to coaching, that wouldn't start focusing on themselves, that wouldn't see the responsibility they had to decide their own story, to go their own direction. So all of this is there's this piece of I want to be able to change and develop who I actually am. But this has to come into the fact that I have to step past this piece of looking past my own worth and value. And this is a struggle. This has been a struggle for a while. I can't see what I'm worth. Often I think that if I had any worth in that regard, I didn't think that. Who am I to charge what I do? Who am I to lead these people? I don't know how to do it, etc. Question my worth and questioning the call at times, maybe not just the call of knowing where God is leading me, but just questioning, am I the guide? Am I the person to actually lead people? Who am I to do this? And so it came back to this piece that I know that I'm called to help liberate. All of my life has been driving me towards this place. And I know that it's real. I know that it's true. And I know that I'm following through with the calling that God has told me to do. So that's why I'm here. Second lie, we have a theme kind of going on with the money piece. Second lie, this one came from another Instagram message. They sent me this message. There was an exchange. It didn't go back and forth, but it triggered something inside me because they were going after me being like, oh, you're just a narcissist out to take people's money. I had someone else who emailed me and they were like, hey, I want to cancel my subscription. And I looked them up and I was like, you don't have a subscription. You bought a product and it was on a payment plan. Like you decided you want to do a payment plan, but you bought this product. You're not on a subscription. This is like a three pay and you're done kind of a thing. And she's like, yeah, I want to cancel that. And I'm like, you can't because you agreed to purchase the product. You didn't agree to be on a subscription. It's not a subscription. And so she was like, see, the mask just dropped. And I'm like, it's clear on the website. It was clear when you signed up. It was clear with all of this. So I kind of went down these things and I'm trying to think through and I'm like, this is the same as her saying like, hey, I didn't drive my car this month, so I'm not going to pay my car bill. So it's really frustrating. There's a couple different things. There's different pieces that came out of this, but this story and this lie started to form of people see me just as a narcissist out to take their money. And it was fascinating because I sat down with a good friend of mine and we were talking through this piece of sales and working through ads, like all this kind of stuff for the business. And I told him, I was like, this is one of the lies that I struggle with because this isn't who I am. I'm not showing up with this guy who's abusing and trying to manipulate other people, but that's what people are going to see me as. They're going to see me as a narcissist just out there to take people's money. And he, without missing a beat, he just said, yeah, they are. He's like, look at so-and-so, look at so-and-so, look at so-and-so. He lists off different people that I know. And he was like, look at their ads. He's like, they have people constantly coming at them, telling them how awful they are, and they're helping thousands. So you're just going to have to get over it because people are going to think whatever they want to think. That shouldn't change who you are. That shouldn't change your vision of who you actually want to be. And so there's a lot of people that will still come out of the woodwork, a lot of keyboard warriors that will hate you for what you say. There's a lot of people that might even hate what you're putting on today. So fear of them. Who is the them? Like they are no one. They're trolls on the internet. They're people that will try to tear me down. I say that and I don't care, but I really don't. But there's a part of them that feed into the story. If I tell myself that lie too much, then I start to believe that as truth. Does it? No, I know it doesn't. If anything, what Tim said is that I'm going to do a disservice to some people by not charging more. This was fascinating. He kept pushing back because some people will come into some of the programs and they will just disappear. They won't do the work required because the cost of entry wasn't enough to actually elicit a response out of them. It still blows my mind. I'll have people that will spend $3,000, $5,000, $10,000 and then they will just disappear. I'm like, I have all this support. I have myself. I have people around me. I have people inside the group. We have tons of information and tons of stuff to be able to help people move forward, not to mention the tools, that so many different pieces, and they just disappear. Like, they're not willing to actually show up. And so it's fascinating because all of this is pushing my mindset. Some people will not focus on working on themselves for a lower dollar amount. And this is what I discovered is we will not see huge changes and huge shifts in people unless there is a higher level of commitment from them. 100%. You see it every single time. And so understanding that I need to continue to grow and develop myself. You know, this is me interacting with other people that are in the coaching sphere that I interact with, other peers, where just a one day is $5,000 to be able to interact with them. Or that's one of my peers versus like one of my mentors. It could be up to like $50,000. It's insane. And it's something that people are willing to do because they're willing to get the results faster by going through someone that actually understands and is able to get those results. And so I wrote down, people will see me as a narcissist to take their money. Be okay with that. If that is what they think, then they're not who I am here to serve. Like, I have to establish that I am the person that will guide people through the mess of the craziness of life that they're going through right now in order to rise and develop who they are and how they will live. I have to be willing to rise to lead. What's under the story about a narcissist here to take their money? That people are going to attack me? That is all it takes to make me think this lie? Might as well give up now if that is what I'm going to choose to believe. I know it's not true. What does this story have me doubt about myself or my intentions? No, I know that those are, and I know that those are not just to make money and to help and not to help people rise. Then what is it? Concerned about image still? That could be part of it. It could be. Am I willing to let my ego and image die once again in order to help more people? Or will I limit myself in the amount of people that I will serve because of the fact that I'm too scared to rise up? Whew. When I wrote that, I was like, this is good. I see that and I feel that some. I think that this is definitely going to be worked through more for sure. I see that. My ego on another level still needs to die. Where do I take feedback from? God, my wife, my fellow brothers, clients. Done. That's it. You don't know me and don't pay me. You don't have an opinion. Why? Because the people that don't work with me do not know me. They don't know who I am. God does. That's why feedback, support, and supply to be resilient on God alone. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to continue doing me and showing up in a powerful way to help transform lives, whatever that looks like. If people want to run faster, then I would love to be able to partner with you. If people want to go at their own pace, that's great. Then I'm not your guy. And you can find a ton of content to be able to help support you. I have thousands of videos to help guide you. But if you want to take all of that and put it into accountability with me, if you want to put it into connection with other people, and if you want to accelerate quickly, I'm your guy. This is what I do. Third lie is the good one. Third lie, I am a narcissist. This is super interesting. I wrote down the stack. I was like, fascinating. This has been my frame, my identification, and belief for such a long period of time. Why is this a lie? Around 2 months ago, I was sitting inside of a coaching session, that's what I'm supposed to call it, and we were working through this place and this point in time where God actively removed the label. We're going through, we're forgiving, we're releasing, we're working through past trauma, different pieces, and it was this process of him taking away the label. Doesn't mean I don't have the thought process. Doesn't mean I'm magically healed. I'm not saying any of that. I still talk about being a narcissist. I still wake up that way. I still show people that. But there's also this piece of that's not who I am. Like, I don't live that way. I don't act that way. I don't abuse that way. I don't lie that way. There's been a transformation inside my life. And so it's interesting because inside of this whole session, God came and he took away the label. And then we ask, we're like, what's the new label? You know, I'm thinking like, I'm a child of God. You know, like I'm thinking all this stuff. There wasn't one. So it's interesting. There was not a new label that he gave me either. It wasn't that I even needed a label. I don't fit inside of the labels. Instead, there was this freedom. There was release. Do I still think at times like a narcissist? Sure I do. Is it a ton different now? Absolutely. So then God took away the label. I no longer have the label. Now here's the hard part. I still say it. I still showcase it and I still use it. Is that okay? Yes, is my first thought, because this is my entry point into the market. People want to hear from someone like me to explain the things they don't understand and to work through the crazy making that they're going through, not sure what to do or how to heal or what they're going to go through in the moment. So yes, they do want to know who I am and also how I know this. Do I believe that I am a narcissist? I feel different a ton. Like, I don't act or think or connect like one much at all. Do I have times? Yeah, I do. Am I afraid that the level going away could limit me? That the label going away could limit me? No, I don't actually think it would at all. Is this all that I'm called to be as well? Am I called to be more? Or is this only what I'm going to talk about for the rest of my life? Is the entry point of narcissistic abuse my end all forever? Or is it just a start of where I'm going to be? The thing is, I have to be willing to have the entry point of narcissistic abuse and work through that. But then I also need to be willing to grow and engage even more in the areas that I serve and how I help people too. I'm worried that people will think the second lie, narcissist is out to take my money. And as a result, I will not grow, but I will stay stuck in this area alone. So what does this lie mean? Bring it back. So I brought it back to Mark Jennison. He runs I Am a Comeback, and he talks about how to break men free from alcoholism. He was an alcoholic. He wouldn't say that he is one now. He doesn't identify as one now because that is not what he is doing. I don't identify internally as a narcissist because that is not how I'm showing up anymore. I'm not lying. I'm not cheating. I'm not gaslighting. I'm not abusing. Like, I'm bringing empathy into it. I have connection with my wife. There's so many different things. It doesn't mean that I can't speak to this niche and entry point. It's just a self-realization of who I am and how I'm showing up different in my own life with my own family. So what do I do with this lie? Give it up. Release it back to the Father. Understand that it is not my lie to hold. It is the entry point into the market, but it is not defining who I am today. Has it before? Yes, 100%, in a wild, abusive way. So in all this, it gave me the insight and the tools to fight for what I want. Like, it showed me early on. When I first discovered narcissism, it was this piece of, I don't want this. Like, this isn't who I'm going to be. All of these different pieces, right? And then there became this realization of, okay, this is who I am. And so when I took on the label and when I understood, okay, I am a narcissist, it gave me a target. Like, it gave me a bullet point of saying, this is what I need to go after. These are the things that make up narcissism. So this is what I need to attack. This is what I need to work on. How do I develop more empathy? How do I connect more? How do I have a deeper relationship with my wife? How does this actually transform who I am? So in this process, it's been constantly this guiding light of, this is what I'm going after. This is what I'm trying to develop. This is who I'm developing to be. So inside of this, I'm like wrapping up the stack. I'm like, this is a lot. This is a lot for today. It's probably a lot for you to hear today. You're like, where is he going with all this? A lot of thoughts, a lot of lies that have to be worked on and worked through. This is really exciting to see those up there and eradicating these lies and the goal of setting, of identifying and getting rid of the lies that I'm holding on to, the things that I'm still clinging on to. So I'm like, thank you. Like, God, this is huge. Help me to get rid of this moving forward. My response is, well done. Those are hard lies to uncover and face. You will still have those or other lies that will pop up in your life, but the more you see them and get rid of them, the best. The more you see the same lies means that you're just going to the problem aspirin when it needs surgery. Like, the more you see the same thing over and over means you haven't dealt with it fully. The time for you to stay stuck under labels and fears is now over. It is not past, and you are called. It is now past, and you are called to rise up more and be more uncomfortable than you have ever been before, because you are transforming. This means people will not understand. They won't believe you. They won't accept you. You're not here for their acceptance, belief, or understanding. You're here because you are called to live different. Stop running from it. Live called. I said, thank you. I feel it. I see it. Thank you for being with me in your presence. Thank you for just spending time with me and helping me see this. I can see it. I feel it. And I want to continue to rise and grow into who I'm called to be. And he says, I will help you and I will support you, but you also need to do it regardless. You have my support and your favor, in my favor. Now stop waiting and holding back. You just need to rise and grow who you're called to be. That's it. That's all. And so inside of all of this, I want you to consider what lies are holding you back in this moment. These three lies, sharing this on a podcast and sharing this on social media, super uncomfortable right now. Like there's pieces of me that want to be like, yeah, we're just going to finish this recording and this is just going to disappear. I'm going to delete it, right? Because me actually being this vulnerable in public about myself, about my business, about my labels, about my lies is tough. But I need you to understand this is who I am. This is how I lead because I live different. I show up different. And as a result, the people that I work with, the people that I serve, I expect them to show up different. I expect them to be able to get rid of the trauma because I'm giving them the tools. I'm giving them the path. I expect them to work through the lies that they're believing about themselves, the lies that have been impressed upon them over and over and over again, to help liberate their mindsets, to help them rise up, to help them expand into who they're called to be. This is one of the challenging things. I was coming home the other day from California and I was sitting in and I was talking to someone in the airport. They actually recognized me from my social media and they're like, I follow you. As she brought up, she was like, one of the hardest things is not just dealing with all of the abuse and trying to get through it, but then trying to deal with the stuff that's inside. And I said, 100%. That is one of the hardest things. Because as I work with women who are getting free from narcissistic abuse, the first part is dealing with an awareness. We call it the healing journey. Awareness of what happened, what did he do, what's going on, all these things to try to help provide closure. And then it switches into the growth mindset. And if there's not this switch, then the person stays victim forever. Like if it's not this switch and they start focusing on themselves, then they stay locked into this piece where they will always be focused on him and they will never find freedom. Seen it hundreds of times. But when we see people turn the corner and they step into the growth mindset, transformation happens. Huge growth, huge development happens. But it has to come back to this piece of looking internally. And so I sit here inside of this podcast and I sit here inside of what I do on a day-to-day basis, communicating and sharing. This is the shit that I work through in my head on a day-to-day basis because I lead from what I live. I don't push people farther than what I push myself, mentally and emotionally, processing the things that are inside so that when they come and they're like, hey, I'm struggling with this, I can hold space. I can help them work through it because of the mindsets that I've had to eradicate, because of the lies that I've had to find, because of the things that I've had to work through to help liberate my own mindset from the lies, from the beliefs, from the stories, from the rules, from the laws that I've built into my life that have kept me trapped. So this is what I do. Help people break free from the emotional, the mental, the psychological crazy mindfuckery that happens by being in a toxic relationship. I work with women primarily that have been abused or that have gotten out of an abusive narcissistic relationship. They don't know who they are. They're a shell of themselves and they don't know how to get free. I also partner with a few guys that have contacted me and they're like, hey, I'm the narcissist and I see what you're saying and I identify it and I want to be free. Inside of all of this, nothing changes until you're willing to look at the shit inside. Nothing gets better, nothing grows, nothing develops, nothing transforms. Until we're willing to take an honest look at what is actually inside, nothing will change, nothing will happen, and people will stay stuck. And people will stay victims, and people will not grow, and people will not develop at all. If any of this hits home with you and you're like, hey, I want to move forward in the process of your growth, and you want to accelerate faster than you will with anyone else inside of this niche, then please go to rawmotivations.com. You can click on the one-on-one. There's a link there for if you're a man, if you're a woman, click on one of those so we can actually bring you into the groups. Because the question is, not just if you're going to do this, not just if you identify, but what lie are you believing right now that says it's okay for you to stay stuck where you are? What are you believing in this moment that says it's okay for you to give up your life's calling, for you to sacrifice your self-esteem, for you to decide that you're not worthy to rise up? If I could be of any help today, please go to rawmotivations.com. This is Ben Taylor signing out. Y'all have a blessed and wonderful day.